This is TWiT.
Mike is on the line in Orange, California. Hi, Mike. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
Hi there.
Hey.
I have a Samsung 8 Plus. I use Google Voice a lot. And when I'm driving or I want to go somewhere, I usually use Waze.
Yep.
But when you Google Voice, it always pulls up maps. And I've tried a couple of different things to have it try to go to Waze, but I just can't figure it out.
So, I see. You're saying open, navigate to, and it pulls up maps. You prefer to use Waze. I get it.
Right.
Yeah. I haven't tried this, but can you say open Waze and navigate to? I think once you've got Waze open, Waze has voice navigation. But you're right. We should. Yeah, that's a good point.
That's a good point. Even if I have Waze open and I'd say like, okay, Google, navigate to wherever, it'll pop open maps.
Yeah, it's very frustrating. I think you can, let me just check, make Waze your default nav by going into the applications menu or the app manager and then open Waze. First, what you'll want to do is disconnect Google Maps. And then open Waze and say open by default. And I think that will make Waze your default app.
So do you actually tried that and Maps.
Still overrides it, huh? Well, that's.
T-Mobile.
T-Mobile overrides it.
Or not. T-Mobile doesn't override. Just Maps overrides it. Or yeah. Google Voice overrides it.
Well, you got to... yeah, I understand. Let me just see.
I'm selected is the... like what you said to do, selected as your default map, I guess, Waze. But then when you go back to Google Voice, it'll then ask you
right.
permission to open Maps.
And then say, no, take Waze.
Huh.
Well, I'm going to try it, and I'll because I wouldn't be surprised. Google, it's funny because you understand they own both.
Yeah.
So I'm just looking. So I've gone into the apps settings and open by default, and I'm going to clear the defaults. Oh, you can't clear the defaults on Maps. So that's probably it. They probably are. Why are they doing that? I don't know. The good news is some of that Waze data is getting into Maps, but I know you might prefer to use Waze. Anybody can help. Leo Laporte, the tech guy. Give us a ring. That's a weird. So I'm going to Waze. I'm going to open by default. Here, let's look here. Going a ways. I went to open by default. Open supported links app. Ask every time. Open in this app. Supported links. Okay. No default set. Okay. Don't listen to this. Navigate to downtown Petaluma. Now, this is on a Google Pixel, and it should at this point open, or at least actually what it should do now, because I've cleared defaults, is it should say, I don't know, no, instead it's just sitting there. I broke it. Let's try it again. Navigate to downtown Petaluma. Yeah, it's opening Maps, isn't it? Oh, no, it opened Waze. There you go. So that did work. So try it again. Now, you're on an SA. This is a Google Pixel, so it's conceivable that... Samsung's done something. But you go to settings, you go to apps. I think the first thing you're going to want to do, although, is go to Google Maps. Where's Maps? It's just sometimes Google precedes it with Google, and sometimes it just says Maps. Okay, and then open by default. No default set. Open supported links. Open in this app. I can say, don't open in this app. Open, yeah, say, yeah. So I'm saying now don't, I'm basically turning off default launching and then going back to Waze. This is in the, again, the apps menu. And I'm saying open by default, open supported links, open in this app. I guess that's all I had to do. So, there you go. That's Waze.